What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. What's up, you guys, and welcome to the 17th episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. If you're new here, I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks. I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this episode. If you're familiar with my podcast, you probably listened to last week's episode. So it was all about, you know, things you should know as a bikini competitor. We talked about the importance of knowing your why for stepping on stage, learning foundational muscle building tactics, nutrition programming, and the importance of rest and recovery throughout the entire process. This is basically an add-on to that episode. I am so passionate about bodybuilding. I've been competing for the past 3 to 4 years of my life, and it's been challenging but an amazing experience. So the more insight I can give to you guys, it's something that I really enjoy talking about, and it's something that I feel like I have a lot of knowledge on for the level of experience that I am currently at. Okay, so this is a part two to that episode. If you missed part one, I encourage you guys to listen to the episode, review the show, rate the show, check out that episode, and let me know if you liked it. Let's go ahead and hop into part two of things you should know as a bikini competitor. Make sure you do not make the crazy mistakes that I have made in the past, and I'm definitely still learning throughout my bodybuilding career. Very excited to share with you guys. Today we are going to be discussing how vital it is for you to be financially stable in a competition prep, how to manage your cortisol levels, learn how to pose the right way, and how to be patient along your journey, which is the most challenging part for me. So happy to share some knowledge, advice, and personal stories with you guys to ensure you know the ins and outs of bikini bodybuilding, which brings me to my first point. Financial stability. So what does it mean to be financially stable? Being financially stable is a concept that we all want to feel, right? We all want to be free. We don't want to be stressing about money. We don't want to be stressing about how we're going to pay the next bill, how we're going to provide ourselves with the next meal. So this can be very hard, especially if you are a younger competitor like me, because competing is very, very expensive. You know, you have to pay for the show, which may have travel plans, your hotel. You have to pay for your tan, your hair, your makeup, your bikini, your heels, even just your coaching, even healthy foods and supplementation, things that are going to make you a better athlete. I would suggest to you guys, do not sacrifice your career for your bodybuilding prep. Okay, the stage is always going to be there. So if you're not in a good spot financially, your prep is not going to go very well. Not only are you going to be super stressed the entire time, but you're also just not going to be able to buy the things that you need, again, to be the best competitor. And believe me, this is something I have a lot of experience in because, you know, when I was back home and I lived in Mobile, Alabama, I lived with my family, I didn't really have a lot of bills and I was competing at the time. So it was fairly easy, you know. I had no problem paying for my travel. My parents would help me out, you know, buying the groceries and stuff. But once I moved away and decided, okay, I'm going to have to prep on my own now, and I'm in a brand new city, right? As you guys know, I moved to Miami, Florida about 2 years ago, and it got hard because I was not financially stable when I first moved here. And sometimes with my career as an entrepreneur, y'all know me, my fellow entrepreneurs out there, it can be challenging to keep a steady roll of clients and a steady income coming in. You know, it's financial highs and lows. It happens with any, you know, entrepreneurial journey, you know, so that was something I really had to be smart about. I had to make sure that I was in a place to where I could afford my competing. And this is a big reason why I only do like 2 to 3 shows per year. Of course, I'd love to travel. I'd love to do more shows. But if I'm not making money, if I'm not here with my clients, if I'm not essentially doing my work, I'm not going to be getting paid, right? So I really encourage you new listeners out there, make sure that you have at least some sort of financial stability before you hop into a show prep. You know, don't lose your career over getting on stage. However, you do need to prioritize your bodybuilding. You have to know it is going to be expensive and you have to sacrifice a little bit of your money for that. But I can promise you, if it's important to you, if you know your why, if you love the process of competition prep, spending the money is totally worth it. But I just recommend that you guys be really, really smart about it. Point number two would be manage your stress levels. When you are going through a bikini competition prep, the demands on your body are very stressful. You know, you're doing a very large amount of cardio. You're taking a lot of steps. You're usually not resting super well because you're hungry throughout the night. You are training extremely intensely, very, very hard, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a week. You are also managing your job on top of that. It can get very, very challenging from a physical standpoint, but it's also a lot of stress on your mental standpoint. And what I mean by this is when you are in this cycle of eating the same thing every day, you are probably not being as social because you're really tired, so you may be alone a little bit more often. You are constantly in this cycle of, am I going to be ready on time? Am I going to be good enough? You're constantly looking at your physique and looking at yourself in the mirror to make sure you're making progress every single week. Also, a lot of times, you know, your hormones are not where they probably should be because you are dieting very low and you're not eating a very large amount of fat. So you're just not really feeling your best. And again, it's a lot of stress placed on your mental health as well, which is okay for a short period of time. And again, with bodybuilding, as you girls know, you do have to make a sacrifice. However, managing your stress level is something that you have to learn how to do. And this is something that I still struggle with for sure to this day, but I've definitely gotten a lot better with it throughout my competing career. So I want to break down a hormone for you guys called cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone in our body. It's produced by our adrenal glands. It's our body's main stress hormone, our fight or flight hormone. And too much of it can be a bad thing, and too little of it can also be damaging to your health. So when we are feeling these large amounts of stress, more cortisol is released into our bloodstream. And let me tell you guys why high cortisol levels can be a bad thing. So when you stress yourself out too much and when you don't know how to self-regulate and you don't know how to manage that high cortisol, the effects can be extremely negative. Just from an actual like physique standpoint, you can gain weight. It's going to make it harder to lose body fat. A lot of times you'll have more like thin and fragile skin. It's not going to heal very quickly. A lot of times you can have acne. You may have irregular menstrual periods, maybe even like female facial hair if your cortisol levels are through the roof. A lot of these topics I've actually struggled with myself, especially during my last competition prep. I never really struggled with the facial hair. I never really struggled with hard to lose body fat. My body did respond as long as we were pushing really, really hard. But I remember I had very bad acne. I had very thin, fragile skin. I had bruises all over my body. I had loss of my menstrual cycle, very irregular periods. And some of this I still struggle with, and it's just part of being an athlete. I think a lot of these side effects that I had were a culmination of so many different things going on in my life at the time and something I still learn how to manage. But a lot of it was just, hey, like I'm stressing myself out way, way too much. So listen, you have to learn how to manage your cortisol levels. And I want to tell you guys one more quick story before I break down how you can do this and something you can actually apply to your life. So funny story, but it was not funny at the time. So at my first national show, I guess this was like 2 years ago, I was staying with my coach and his wife at the time. And we were all together in this Airbnb and she was competing at this time too. And I was also competing. We were doing the same show, just in different classes. And she was very good at kind of like managing stress, but I was not. I was so stressed out. This was like 2 nights before my show. Usually we get to the competitions a little bit early. And I remember I hadn't used like the bathroom on a regular basis. And when you're trying to get ready for a show, you want to make sure your digestion is very regular. You just don't want anything sitting on your stomach because you want yourself to look, you know, really lean and really hard. You want your midsection to be flat. So I really was getting in my head so much about the fact that I hadn't used the bathroom yet. If this is too much information for y'all, I'm sorry, but it's kind of funny because I was just freaking myself out. Like, who really cares that much? Like, I know it's important, but I was literally just freaking out for the purpose of, okay, like I haven't used the bathroom. My stomach's going to look terrible. I'm not going to make it on stage. That was not the end all be all, but at the time I thought it was. It was my first show at a national division. I was like 19. I remember it was midnight. I was literally in the middle of the street walking around in my Airbnb, literally having a panic attack, going crazy, calling my mom and freaking out for just this one reason that really wasn't that big of a deal. And if I would have just said to myself, I look fine, everything's going to be okay, let me just trust the process and listen to my coach versus going outside at midnight when I need to be sleeping and instead I'm stressing myself out, I'm freaking out for no reason, I'm taking unnecessary steps, my physique probably would have looked a lot better, and I know for certain my mental health would have been better. You know, so when you have those high stress levels, yes, it impacts your physique, but remember girls, it also impacts the way that you feel and your mental health. And if you don't feel confident and you don't feel proud of yourself and you don't feel good going on stage, that's going to show up in your presentation. So you may ask yourself, well, okay, I'm chronically stressed. How do I manage my cortisol levels? There are certain supplementation you can take, and I really want to do a separate episode on this, but I'm not going to go down into too much of the detail of things you can take to actually help out with your adrenal glands. I want to tell you just the things you can do without any type of supplementation on a daily basis to help you manage your stress, okay? So the first thing I would say is you need to make sure that you are getting enough sleep, 7 to 9 hours every night, especially when you're competing. Make this a non-negotiable. Obviously, what you eat is going to impact your cortisol levels. So when you're dieting, you have to cut food down pretty low, but make sure you're still following the best protocol that you can. Make sure your coach is not running you into the ground and taking out calories unnecessarily. We talked about this a little bit more in my last episode. I would say also limit your caffeine intake. This can be kind of hard when you're on prep because caffeine, it does serve a very good purpose. So, you know, a little bit of energy drinks, coffee here and there is totally fine, but caffeine is going to increase your cortisol levels. So if you're, you know, taking insane amount of caffeine, upwards, you know, 600-700 milligrams a day, I mean, that's a lot. I think to have, you know, a pre-workout and a cup of coffee in the morning is totally fine, but really any more than that to me makes my anxiety worse, and it just makes me feel more stressed, and it does definitely lead to higher cortisol levels, okay? Next thing I would say, you need to try relaxation techniques. So maybe it's meditation, maybe it's taking a hot bath before you go to sleep, maybe it's reading a book that you enjoy before you go to bed, listening to a podcast that makes you happy, talking to a friend, anything you can do to get your stress levels down, especially before, I would say, you're preparing yourself for bed. The more you stress, the more your body is going to show it. So really trying to relax as much as possible. Another one I want to go into just real quick on the relaxation techniques. This is something I did a little bit more in the past and I'm starting to get back into it. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with just like breathing techniques. Deep breathing is awesome because it's kind of stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. And this specific system is responsible for relaxation and lowering those cortisol levels. So I used to do like a 10-minute meditation every morning. I kind of got out of that. It was just hard for me to sit still. But I'll even do this when I feel myself getting really anxious. I'll just take a couple of deep breaths. I'll try to every Sunday go sit out by the water and just swim in the ocean and just get deep breaths. And I can tell you guys for sure it releases my stress. So don't put too much on your plate. Make sure you guys are really, really managing that stress as much as you can, okay? Point number three I want to break down today is your posing. So if you're a seasoned competitor or if you're a first-time competitor, I'm sure you've heard how important posing is. So you may have this killer physique. I mean, you're shredded. Your abs look amazing. You got big old glutes. Those shoulders are wide. You're beautiful. But if you don't know how to present the physique that you have built, you are not going to place very well. So bikini is all about showing that X frame. It's all about giving the judges an illusion that you have this small waist, again, these broad shoulders, these nice, big, full, round glutes, tight hamstrings, etc. So posing is something I would try to start very early, especially as a beginner. I would start minimum 16 weeks out of your show practicing posing a couple times a week. And then as you get closer, practicing every single day, sometimes even multiple times if you're new, to make sure that you are feeling confident with your posing and that you are presenting the best package that you can. So when you're going through bikini posing, you have your front pose, you have your back pose. Those are the two main staples. And then on top of that, you know, you have your routine in which you have to learn how to transition from back to front and front to back. And you also have to learn how to walk, because when you have a pair of, you know, 6-inch heels on and you're trying to pose in those heels, it can be challenging to make sure that your belly isn't flopping out, or you're not showing your rib cage, or you're not leaning over, or you're not falling forward. So really think about investing in a good quality coach. This is something that I did for my first competition prep. I started posing with a coach back home in Alabama. And then when I moved to Miami, I reached out to some even higher level coaches who have helped me so much with my posing. Shout out to Masa if you're listening. Masa's a great posing coach here in Miami. But she's helped me a lot, and I've learned a lot. I've definitely progressed in my posing from when I first started to now. And it's just by practice, by learning, by watching people that are better than me, and by applying that to my own physique. And posing is actually a service that I do offer now. So if you do need help with your competition posing, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to help you guys. Posing is a service that I really like doing. It's so much fun teaching girls how to really present themselves in the most confident way. And posing is just all about feeling confident, but also just putting your own style into your posing. You want to make sure that you are being yourself when you're on stage, and just, again, able to pose correctly to where you really command the judge's attention. And I'll tell you guys, it is a progression. I mean, when I was first on stage and I was learning my poses, I remember I'd be hitting my front pose. I'd be dropping my hand out to the side. And instead of just letting it rest how I should be, I was like stirring my hand all around, like moving all around on stage. Like I was like cooking up something in the kitchen on stage, like moving my hand, like I'm stirring a pot, like just some crazy stuff, y'all. You want to make sure you look poised. You want to make sure you look presentable. So again, just make sure that you practice in advance. Next thing that you need to practice, this brings me to my last point of today. You need to practice your patience. Let me start by saying this. There is a very well-known bodybuilding coach within the industry. He used to compete as well, Matt Jansen. Matt Jansen is a great coach. I listen to a lot of his information. He's super knowledgeable, a lot more experienced than I have in the sport, and just a very, very smart guy. I watched a video of his the other day, and a quote that really stood out to me that he said was, "If you want to be the best that you can be in bodybuilding, you need to go as hard as you can at it and be perfect on your execution for 10 years. 10 years is about half of what I've been alive, you guys. I mean, that's a long time. Now, of course, I believe that he was applying this quote to men's bodybuilding, which a men's bodybuilding physique is going to take a little bit longer than a bikini competitor. Not a little bit, a lot of bit, because there's a lot of muscularity you have to build there. However, bikini at this point, it's a hard physique. It's getting a lot more advanced. The competition is getting pretty crazy. You have to have a lot of muscularity. So I really encourage you competitors, whether you're seasoned or whether you're a novice, be patient. And this is something that I'm working on myself. Bikini is a physique that you have to make sure you are taking your time to establish the dense muscle that you need. We broke this down a little bit more again on my last episode, talking about the factor of if you don't have a foundation, if you don't have muscle built and you just try to start cutting and losing weight and losing fat, you're not going to look very good. So learning how to be patient is something bodybuilding has taught me for sure. And just knowing that all good things take time. And I want to give you guys a personal experience of how this has gotten me down in the past and how I've overcame this concept of patience, and this is something you can apply too. So going back to my first national show, of course, I was stressing myself out like crazy, but I was also expecting the most, and I wasn't very patient. This was my first national show at a competition full of girls who looked a lot better than me, a lot harder than me, and had a lot more experience than I did. But for some reason, I thought I was going to get my pro card on that first try. I still have not got my pro card yet. I know I'll get there one day, but I shouldn't have assumed that I was going to get it on that first try, and I should have been more patient with the process, and that's one thing I'm learning. So I encourage you guys, if you're a new bikini competitor, or again, if you're seasoned, you've been competing for years, don't compare yourself to others. Stay in your own lane and just kind of realize that it's going to take time to get you where you want to be. Everyone has different genetics. Everyone has different life struggles. Everyone has different things going on with their body, and it may just take you a shorter time than your friend, or it may take you a longer time than your friend. Your job is to learn the concept of using patience as a virtue and just to trust the process and keep going. So let's go over the main points of today real quick just to close out the show. So first, you know, when you're starting a competition prep, which I of course encourage you guys to do, make sure you are in a financially stable place before jumping into it. Learn how to reduce your stress levels. Don't be like me and stress yourself out for no reason. maintain healthy cortisol levels as much as you can. Practice your posing early, hire a coach, invest in that, and learn the true concept of patience as a virtue. There are so many more things that I could talk about with bodybuilding, but I truly hope this episode gave you some more insights on ways that you can learn how to be the best competitor, the best athlete. If this episode did help you, or it's something you feel like you could relate to, or something you feel like you could share with someone who is in the bikini division, please be sure to follow the show, to download this episode, and to rate and review it and share it with a friend. It would mean so much to me. You guys know I appreciate the support so much. All of the rates and reviews, I make sure to take my time reading them. Any message that I get on Instagram or any email that I get, I always make sure to read it and respond, because again, it means so, so much to me. And it encourages me on my fitness journey, which I always encourage you to stay on your fitness journey as well. That's what this podcast is all about, among many other things. So again, thanks for listening. If you guys are interested in one-on-one coaching, whether it be the posing, as we talked about earlier, or whether you just need help with your nutrition, your training, you can always visit my website, KinsleyMeeks.com, or send me an email, KinsleyMeeksFit@gmail.com, because I would love to help you if you are interested. Before we end today's show, as always, I like to end with a question from a frequent listener. Now, if you listen to the Curls and Courage podcast often, you know that usually the format here is a voice message, but I want to switch things up a little bit and just answer a question that I received via DM, and I'm going to start kind of switching these up. So if you want to send in a voice note, of course, that's still an option, but if you want to send in a question via Instagram DM, that's also totally okay. I think sometimes you guys don't like having your voice on the podcast, which I totally understand, and I feel like I just receive a lot of questions via Instagram DM that would be amazing for this show. So this is a question that I just received about 3 days ago, and we're going to keep it anonymous. So the question is, Kinsley, how important is meal timing? I love this question, and everyone has their opinion on how important meal timing truly is, but I am a huge believer that the structure of your meals really does impact your entire day, impacts your physique, and then also just impacts the way that you perform and the way that you feel. So to me, meal timing is crucial. Meal timing is very, very important, and I'll tell you guys why. So if you are more structured with your meal timing, which just means you eat, you know, around the same time on a consistent basis every single day, I think it helps with a lot of things. Number one, I think it just helps in your digestion. When you have those consistent meal timings, you are making sure there's never a super long period of time that you're going without eating and then you missed a meal and then you have to load 2 or 3 meals on top of one another. That can be really hard, especially if you're in the off season and you're having to really push food, or it may be you're in prep and you miss a meal and you have to go stack your meals on top of one another. Well, now at this point, you've gone, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours without eating, and you're going to be really hungry. And probably even though you're having 2 meals, it's still not going to satiate you. So I think just for the purpose of, you know, making sure that you are feeling your best, I would structure your meal timing. Another reason that's important is because it really affects your performance. So I am a huge believer in structuring your carbohydrates and your protein intake around your workout. I believe the 2 most important meals that you eat in the day, they're all important, but to me, the 2 big ones are going to be your pre and post workout meals, okay? Structuring the carbohydrates again and protein around this training time is vital. It's going to make sure your workouts are more productive, are more intense, and those carbohydrates are going to fuel the muscle with glycogen, and that protein is going to be the building blocks of your muscle cells. It's going to help with recovering. It's going to help with growth. It's going to help with repair, all of those things. I also think meal timing is important from a sleep perspective. You know, I think if you're eating your last meal an hour or 30 minutes before you go to bed, I think your body's going to have a hard time breaking that food down. It's going to be trying to digest while you're sleeping, which may cause you not to rest as well. And we all know how important rest is. So I think just again, there are so many things I could go into: metabolism, blood glucose, performance, all of these different factors. But my very biggest thing I want you to get from this message is, yes, meal timing is important. And to me, when you learn how to structure your meals around your lifestyle, it really does set you up for success. Thank you again for tuning in to part 2 of this Bikini Prep Short Series. Be sure to tune in to next week's episode as we completely change the topic. I wish you guys nothing but blessings, as always, nothing but peace, nothing but the best physical and mental health leading into the next week. You guys stay strong, and I will too. Talk to you next week on the Curls and Courage podcast. Have a great rest of your week.